Movies are usually rated with stars or popcorn boxes or numbers from 1 to 10. So let's begin by rating the new movie, Repo Man. However, to make things perfectly clear, I submit not one rating, but three. First, on a scale from 1 to 10 for violence, grisliness, and blood, Repo Man is a 10. For being really funny at times, it's also a 10. For having an important message that projects a possible future as suggested by today's political battles, Repo Man is a 12. Repo Man has a tone and feel much like Blade Runner and even the more contemporary yet darker dystopian film, Children of Men. Jude Law is Remy. He's a repossession agent for the Union. Remy's partner and long-life friend is Jake, well played, of course, by Forrest Whitaker. Sorry, I forgot to mention Repo Man is also a buddy picture. The Union is a megacorporation that designs and constructs overpriced organs to replace the real ones. Anyone in this near-future setting can purchase an organ replacement called an Artiforg, spelled A-R-T-I-F-O-R-G, Artiforg. Sales are stimulated with the firm's widely advertised query, "What's new in you?" Artiforgs are marketed much like cars. A consumer may buy one on credit with ridiculous interest rates, but if the purchaser isn't able to make the payments, that's where the desensitized Remy and Jake come in. After a contracted time, these former soldiers repossess the organ from the client, just like a foreclosed home or auto. Repo guys have handheld scanners that tell them if a person is using one of the Union's artiforgs and if the payments are current. Sometimes the scanners alert Remy and Jake to reclaim the product, or they're told to do so by their boss, Frank, so well played by Lev Schreiber. Frank's a Union sales manager and sells artiforgs like cars or medical insurance. After tasering the client, Remy and Jake retrieve the artiforg with a scalpel and quickly put the product in an airtight plastic bag, returning it to the Union for resale. They're paid on commission. Guess who has a cardiac event one night on a repossession run, causing the Union to subsequently replace his heart with their new artificial cardiac system? Of course, Remy must pay full price for the artiforg, and, of course, guess who eventually can't make the payments? But this comes after Remy's wife has had enough of his slaughtering the Union's deadbeat clients. She kicks him out because he won't attempt to move into sales at the Union and is concerned about how his repo man job will affect their young son. After the cardiac replacement, Remy has a change of heart, so to speak. He can't make himself retrieve the product from a client. This is about the time he comes in contact with Beth, effectively played by Alice Braga. Beth is what you would call a multitasker insofar as having artiforgs. She's on the lam from the Union to stay alive. Guess who helps her with that task? Meanwhile, Jake is stressed by Remy not being on his game. Jake is so forthright about his unhappiness for how Remy is indisposed doing his job, one would think Jake might not like the idea Remy has kindled a flame with Beth. But that isn't anything that comes to resolution or revelation. That I can tell you. How this sci-fi spine tingler concludes, well, you couldn't get that out of me if you came after me with a scalpel. Director Miguel Sapochnik has nearly outdone himself with his first feature. Great expectations await him on future work, which remind me of what Pulp Fiction did for, or maybe to, Quentin Tarantino. Repo Man was written by Eric Garcia, taken from his novel The Repossession Mambo. With this very clever script and Jude Law going shirtless in several scenes, there may be some serious ticket selling. Whoops, I neglected to offer a fourth rating for another aspect of Repo Man. My cynicism rating for this unusual and entertaining film is 15. Although I don't want to bring you down by saying this, there's really not much in the script that doesn't seem it couldn't be a possibility for our children's children's futures if everything becomes privatized. Finally, please be aware as you watch the film, the only time healthcare facilities and providers are shown is during Remy's hospitalization for his new heart. All other medical procedures are depicted as being performed by non-professionals, which may be the concept most difficult to swallow watching Repo Man. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.